At its core, marketing is the process of attracting potential customers and clients to a specific product or service. Marketing at its best unearths consumer insights to creatively reach and engage a target audience with the brand's benefit to drive sustainable growth. Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Each year, the REB Business Development Team, led by Tammy Greenberg, attends the ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, a four-day conference that brings together brand managers from large and small companies, allowing them to tap into best practices, case studies, and insights, while also learning about the latest consumer trends from leading marketing and advertising executives. The conference showcases creative thinking and strategies for some of the world's top CMOs and leading brands on what they've implemented to meet customer needs, drive growth, and inspire change. At the conference, we had the opportunity to sit down with many attendees about their marketing goals, the issues they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In this podcast, episode 12 of the series, we hear the conversation I had with the team from Prudential Financial that included Elizabeth Wilson, Vice President of Marketing, Bernard Chen, Vice President Foresight and Trends, and Ambrush Farah, Vice President, Head of Customer Experience and Customer Analytics. Well, how lucky am I? We have the whole team here from Prudential Financial. My gosh.
Thank you.
So how is the conference for you?
Conference is spectacular. We've met a ton of really great people, made a lot of connections, which I know is the goal in a lot of this too. Learned some new vendors, won an award on behalf of Prudential, which we're super, super proud of for
nice.
The team, for the company. But also, I think there was a lot of collaboration and team.
And I'm just going to interrupt you. They call those the Genius Awards. Wow.
I am here to present the two geniuses. But it's been a great opportunity to see a lot more of the challenges and the opportunities and the trends happening with a lot of our competitors and folks outside our industry. So really, really excited to be here.
So speaking of your company, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we talk about there's so many disruptions, and then in the financial world, my gosh, with the economy, I'm sure you guys have a double whammy right now. So what are you guys focused on? What are you thinking about?
So in terms of marketing and growth, we are razor-focused on finding out the next levers or drivers of growth for our company. We are trying, on top of building on the traditional channels of acquisition and increasing our customer base, we are also actively looking at alternate channels. How to find growth in the next century is probably one of the biggest questions that every financial institution is trying to drive through or find an answer to. And we are, but having said that, we have some of the core platforms around customer experience that we are trying to build with our customers that we hope are going to leverage us or catapult us to the next level of growth. So customer experience, marketing in general, are some of the key focus areas.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about customer acquisition, is there a specific customer that you're focused on now? Because you have multiple customers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the current existing customers are important to us, especially understanding their needs and wants, but also prospective customers, people whom lives we have not touched yet, but we really are geared to touching them. Mm-hmm. But first, we need to find them.
So in short, I think from a customer-based perspective, anybody who's willing to invest in their financial future mm-hmm. is a customer for us. Mm-hmm. And we increasingly hear that 18-year-olds these days are already beginning to plan for their retirement.
Right.
So it starts as early as you can think about financial planning.
You know, I think it's interesting because you have such a diverse customer base that your messaging also needs to be diverse, because there's a very different message to acquiring an 18-year-old and to a retiree now who's worried about their investments. You know, how do you reconcile that?
We are actively acknowledging that the platforms for communication with different age groups and demographics are very, very different. Mm-hmm. We, as a financial services company, most of our focus has been on the traditional channels up to this point of time, and we are very open and honest about it. But with the new platforms of communications like TikTok, social media becoming or resonating so well with younger customers, we are trying to expand our horizon to incorporate some of those into actively reaching out to our younger populations.
So we'll see you in a TikTok video soon, right?
We're hoping. We're working on it.
Love that. So obviously we're here representing the audio and broadcasting area. Where does audio play a role in your marketing?
One thing that we've certainly learned to appreciate and we've certainly leaned into is being able to reach on all platforms of ADA. Mm-hmm. You know, there's audio, there's visual. Customers relate differently. So even if there are not ADA restrictions there, folks tend to be more, you know, phonic-based. People tend to like to look at visuals more. So having different opportunities. So I think a good example is our recent Curtains Up Broadway piece, which has music, it has visuals, it has other advertising components that was successful, and we're very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great initiative. Data and technology is playing a significant role, certainly, I'm sure, in what you're doing. So can you discuss your approach to marketing and the importance of scale within that approach? And what do you look for in data?
Yeah, I think, as you mentioned, right, if I were to bring it back to what you just described earlier, we are always fundamentally understanding our consumers' customers' needs and wants. And through that, we need data, you know, a broad plethora of data, understanding, you know, where their needs are, what touch points we can go. Mm-hmm. You mentioned audio is a big, you know, portion.
Right.
You know, we can reach many people through, you know, podcasts and even radio to this day. So it's always constantly learning and evolving. Without data, you can't do that. You just have hunches. With data, you can validate them. You can test and learn. And that's really key to a business like ours.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in the whole data world that you don't currently have that you wish you had?
The winning lottery numbers?
No.
So our journey on data, to be quite honest and frank, I think we as financial services and across the industry itself, we would like to be far ahead of where we currently are. Mm-hmm. We are in this journey, but that also encourages us to every day push ourselves on the data fronts. We want to know more and more about our customers so that we can meet their needs in the best of the ways. And for that, data is absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many places within data, especially in marketing sciences, that we are doing extremely well. And, you know, as a testament of that, we today won the ANA Genius Award, which was in a data category, which was great. But are we at the top of our game? No. Definitely Prudential within financial services. This is a journey in itself, not an end. We keep pushing ourselves every day. There are ample amount of opportunities to leverage data, convert it to insights, and be more meaningful for our company.
Mm-hmm.
And we continuously strive to do that.
I do think that's key, is you're never done. There's
yeah.
always something to learn. The data will always tell you something more. And to what Emborish said, we have areas we know that we are definitely growth opportunities for us that we have gone, that we're focused in on now. We have areas that we can tap into, and then there's other areas we're really strong in and proud of the analytics that we are able to create and are using those to improve the customer experience, because in the end the data tells us how best to connect with the customers where they are.
Right.
And that's a big theme that we continue to hear.
Yes.
Is meeting the customers where they are.
We've heard a lot about that in the last day and a half so far. I know you guys have to run, but I would love all three of you to respond to this. When you're looking to the future and looking forward, what is the one thing that you are most excited about with regard to what you're doing now and what's available to you in the future?
I can start back.
Thank you.
So me personally, I think applying marketing sciences to better understand the customer and meeting the needs has tremendous potential, or a potential which is beyond what I can even imagine. and it's a journey for us. I am super, super excited about, you know, every day getting up, thinking about how we can better drive marketing sciences to understand our customers and reach out to them in a meaningful way. That's the biggest potential for us.
I think I'm really excited about the opportunities the company has around, especially around our four pillars, plan, insure, invest, and retire. Mm-hmm. Those are challenges not only for people in this country, but globally as well.
Yes.
We have, you know, tremendous potential to get there with our services and products.
I'm excited genuinely about the unknown. We've seen several vendors here that are offering alternatives to cookies, new ways of looking at data, something called CMM around customer measurement modeling. There's so much that is coming out so quickly, and to be able to learn about this and understand where it can drive what we're already doing even better is really exciting. I mean, there stuff grows so quickly now and moves so quickly.
Yes.
That there's just so much that can happen, you know, just within a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And it's really, really exciting to see this happen in front of my eyes.
Well, I have to tell you, when I asked that question, all three of you, I was excited because all three of your eyes went open and you got excited about thinking about what's exciting. So I thank you for sharing that. And I love that goal. So the whole global thing is great. We're all so interconnected more than ever before. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank
we
you
so
for
appreciate
having us.
It.
This was excellent.
Of course.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
As Prudential continues to pursue their next level of growth and the drives that will get them there, marketing science helped to continuously explore both their current audience and the next generation of consumers. Their excitement for exploring and testing and learning what's new, unknown, and what's to come is infectious and curiosity at its best.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.